Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
Welcome, everyone, to Home Show Garden Pros. Good morning, Houston. Danny Milliken here. I do work at Memorial Park, which is a beautiful place. It's got a lot of cool stuff going on. Also here today, we have the wonder of having our knowledge specialist, our expert co-host, Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens. Diane,
good
it's our
morning.
Second hour. Yeah, good morning. You're doing a two-hour.
Yeah, this is exciting today. Hopefully we don't bore anyone. Hopefully people have lots of great gardening questions.
No,
I'm really into my fruit trees right now. I've been thinking a lot about them. I know I have one beautiful Dancy tangerine. It's an old tangerine variety, and it is just heavily laden with fruit. And then I have my Ujukitsu, which I was so excited about. It looked like this year it was just going to be, it was going to bear heavy. And now it's not so happy.
Uh-oh.
So I'm a little stressed out about that. But, you know, there's always a challenge. It's had, leaf miners off and on, throughout the years. And usually that's not an issue. It did have some scale. And the weird thing is I am seeing some bagworms on it. I thought that was really odd. Have you ever seen that before, Danny?
No. In fact, but I will tell you this year that I've seen bagworms on a lot more trees than normal. You know, usually it's just kind of mulberry and pecan, maybe like some hickory or something like that. But, man, I've seen them on oaks. I've seen them on lots of things that I would consider either too tannin or too acidic, or like citrus, too fragrant to be a place for them to house. That's so interesting that you're seeing them.
Yeah, I was really surprised when I saw that.
I wonder if we got a new.
Seen that before.
Yeah. I wonder if we got a new bagworm in. You know, if there's a different one.
I don't. You know, it seems smaller. I'm not a bagworm expert, just because I see them intermittently here and there. I know how to kind of take care of them when they're in the canopies of trees, but I've just never seen them on my citrus before. But, you know, like I said, the tangerine, super happy. But, you know, the Ujukitsu, which is, some people call it the lemonade tree. It's really a delicious fruit, and it's an it really has a pretty form. I'm always excited when it's in bloom. It's had some issues. It looks like it's just going to have a few fruits on it. But if anyone has any citrus issues out there, give us a call. And also on your other fruit trees, I've got two plum trees I'm really excited about planting at the new house.
I love plums. I have two plums at home that are maybe 6-7 years old, and I'm a huge fan. Yes,
yeah,
but she's
gorgeous.
Right. She's right. Give us a call, 713-572-4610. Any type of gardening is our jam. And then we're going to go to Greg. Greg, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Diane?
How you doing? I planted a peach tree early spring, and it's struggling real bad. I mean, it's alive, but it's the leaves just look, I don't know, I'm no gardener or anything, but doesn't look well. And my soil's kind of sandy, but it's not real sandy. I'm up here in Livingston. So can I do anything to help it? I mean, I knew it wouldn't probably produce any fruit the first year, but you know, I just want to try to keep it alive. Is there anything I can do for it?
Yeah, of course. Well, one thing, it's, you know, sometimes underwatering and overwatering, and this is real important this time of year, show the same symptoms. Have you had leaves drop? Are the leaves yellow, but they're staying on the tree, or are they, are leaves falling off? Are they turning brown and falling off? Sometimes,
no.
Most plants really like consistent watering, and I know I kind of messed up, and I let one of my plum trees go too dry, and they actually dropped their leaves, but I gave them a lot of love, gave them some liquid seaweed and fish emulsion, and worked in some green sand, and now it looks very happy, and the leaves have flushed back out, and everything, you know, seems fine. But sometimes when you stress trees out by, you know, even one time, I found if you let them go too dry and they stress out when we have this kind of heat, it may take them a while to kind of get back on track. Make sure you're deep watering. So, you know, hand watering is great. If you, you know, count real slow to 10, let it sink in, you know, do it again. If you think it's sitting too wet, do you think that's a, what do you think's going on? Too wet, too dry?
Well, we've had plenty of rain up here, and it's, you know, it runs down but a little bit. I mean, it's not on exactly level ground. But we've had rain, and it just don't seem to want to catch. I mean, the leaves are green, but they're drooping, you know.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Greg, we are up against needing to take a break, but there is one thing that a lot of people do with peaches. Can you kind of hang on through the break, and we can talk about that after the break?
Sure.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot, Greg. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610, here with Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens.
That looks fun.
I enjoy year-round.
Maybe why you and Dad started Nelson Water Gardens?
Hands in the dirt.
Things growing.
Changes you.
Ponds and water.
Changes your whole yard.
Creates a peaceful backyard getaway.
Anytime you want.
From a big pond.
To a pot garden.
Maybe a disappearing fountain.
We've been doing this 20 years.
Practically my whole life.
Nelson Water Gardens is a member of our family.
It's why folks say, this feels like home.
And find something worth taking home.
She's Anita.
He's Peter.
We're at NelsonWaterGardens.com.
You can find us.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting naturesway resources.com, then select retail stores. naturesway resources.com, organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Wabash, feed and garden. A little bit of the country in the heart of the city.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 713-572-4610.
This is Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. More answers to your gardening questions coming up in a moment. But first, let's talk about what's happening at the nursery. The heat is on, and we're here to help you get your green on through the summer. The nursery's loaded with beautiful season-appropriate flowers that will get you through the summer until the fall. We have all the products that you need to help you survive the summer heat, from potting soils to organic fertilizers and all the information to take care of them. We have fresh brewed compost tea. Compost tea will add microorganisms to your soil. It's like concentrated compost, but you can spray it out in your yard. This will increase your organic material in the soil, so you won't have to water as much. We brew it fresh every week at Plants for All Seasons, ready for use on the weekends. So treating your yard with compost tea this time of year will take the stress off of it, and it pairs very well when you're ready to put your MicroLife fertilizer out. It'll actually help it work better in your soil. If you're up towards the northwest side of Houston, we're at 21328 State Highway 249, just north of Louetta on the northbound feeder. Open 7 days a week from 8:30 to 6. You can friend us on Facebook or go to plantsforallseasons.com. And now back to Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros is back. We're here giving out gardening advice. That's what we do, answering gardening questions. That's what we're all about. No frills, just gardening. And Greg, we are back to you talking about this peach tree. Diane Bolanowski is here. Diane, you got any other deep thoughts on the peach tree?
Yeah, I do. Peaches are real sensitive to being planted too deeply. And, you know, just depending on your soil, sometimes, you can kind of be on the road to root rot, not just peaches, but anything here, really. So you want to make sure that your tree is not planted too deeply. One way is if you could take a picture, maybe you could send it in of the flare of the tree, how it's planted in the soil. That's just kind of what my brain is thinking, that it may be suffering from being planted too deeply. And at this time of year, I wouldn't recommend, you know, it sounded to me like it, how old is it? How long have you had it in that spot?
I think I got it early spring, maybe middle of April or somewhere, you know. It was in a pot, so.
But very recently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so what happens sometimes, Greg, is that we don't mean to plant it too deep, or even like we think we don't, but we dig out the hole and we dig it deeper than the pot, the potting kind of root ball. And so we put that back in the hole, and then we put some soil back in the hole underneath it, but we don't compact that soil enough. And so over time, in a month or two is enough time, the air comes out, and all of a sudden that peach tree sinks down a little bit. And Diane, right, peaches are very sensitive. It's bad for all plants, but, man, peaches and avocados can just get wrecked very quickly by planting a little bit too deep. So I might consider even, like, pulling it up and planting it too high.
I mean, I planted it a little higher than the main ground itself.
Well, you take a good look at it, and if it's still at that place, then you're doing great, and you can kind of really focus on nutrition and fertilization and watering.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of wondering. What do I put on there for nutrition on it?
I would use seaweed and molasses as a combo. But I know that you planted a little bit higher, but man, so often that air seeps out and that thing seeps down. And so don't just, you know, assume that's not it, because there's a good chance that that's killing your tree and it'll die in a couple more months with no matter what you do if it's too low.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm live and learn.
Sure thing, Greg. Hey, same here. Absolutely. What was that, Diane?
Oh, well, I had another thought. You know, one thing that I think a lot of people don't realize is that when you plant trees or plants, when you amend the soil, so you get, you know, some beautiful soil, some compost, some expanded shale, and you dig your hole, and you're right, you don't want to dig it too deep. You want to be really careful about that because, you know, we have clay soil, and a lot of times it's a combination of sand and then clay. Whatever your amendment is, you want to make sure that you take some of that existing soil. Mm. The clay is nutritious. It's just the texture, the composition of it is the problem. So take your amendment and mix some of that clay or whatever the soil, your existing soil is, with your amendments. And you also, you know, want to work, and this is just what I do, I'll work the compost and the shale or whatever, you know, amendment I'm going to use, and I'll work that into the walls of the planting hole. Mm. Then when I backfill with the soil, it's a composition of the existing soil and the new good stuff. Because I find if you don't do that, you end up with a clay bowl.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And then, you know, your plant sinks, and then you have all kinds of issues. So no, I just find that's really important.
We talk about clean holes all the time because we do a lot of auger planting. And a clean hole is like death to a plant. You really can't have it. You want a messy hole every single time. Great advice there. Well, that's what we're doing, dishing out great advice. Fred, I see you. You're a good man. Been holding for a while, but we'll get to you directly after this break. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Backyard gardeners, urban farmers, and pet owners have all depended on Wabash Feed and Garden for decades. Only one thing has changed. We've moved. Not far, just up Shepherd, north of 610. Hi, I'm Betty Hecker, and we love to see you visit our new home. We still provide you with the same personal service and an even wider selection of plants, critters, and organic solutions. Organic solutions are our passion and our specialty. Struggling with your lawn or garden? Bring us a picture. We'll find you a solution. Kids are always welcome. We often have bunnies, ducks, and farm critters, along with rescue animals ready for adoption. Wabash Feed and Garden, Houston's only place where you'll find EarthKind gardening solutions, holistic pet treatments, veggie starts, habitat plants, farm critters, and unique gift ideas. We are a little bit of the country in the heart of the city. Come on by. Wabash Feed and Garden, 4537 North Shepherd, just north of 610, wabashfeed.com, or call us at 713-863-8322.
Urban Neon Moon.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
This is Home Show Garden Pros. We are talking soils, and it's always amazing how much stuff goes back to using good soil and having healthy roots. You can overcome so many issues from disease pests, insect pests, if you just start with good soils. And there are good options out there. Houston is a great soil city, and one of the great options is New Earth Top Shelf Organics. And these organic soils and organic soil mixes are listed by OMRI, which is the Organic Materials Review Institute. And so you have this great organically approved compost. And Top Shelf is a new line, and they're trying to make high-quality stuff from the folks who made Ladybug. So they used to make the Ladybug compost and Ladybug line of stuff. But the new Top Shelf line includes these products. Top Shelf compost, pretty basic, pretty standard, good stuff. Top Shelf potting mix. So it's compost-based potting mix. Works really great in Houston. And it lasts because it has sand, pine bark, perlite, and there's also a starter charge of Medina fertilizer in it. You also have the Top Shelf garden soil, custom mix of locally sourced raw materials, and then a few different things to make it really great for your garden. And if you're a mixer, if you like making your own soils, they have perlite, they have other options that you can use to make your own soils. These Top Shelf line of organic products are available at your neighborhood HEB. They come in these grab-and-go small bags, 8-quart bags. So if you don't like carrying those big bags or you have a small project, the grab-and-go is perfect for you. But they also have the regular-sized 1-cubic-foot bag if you're looking for a larger area and a little more soil. So organic products at non-organic prices. Check them out, topshelforganic.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros. This is Diane Bulanowski with Danny Milliken. Give us a call at 713-572-4610.
And Fred, you've been waiting for a while, so you are on the phone. What's your question for Diane?
Hey, my son just purchased a home over in Sugarland, and the grass, part of the grass is green, but one part of it is brown. What does he need to do to try to revive that? The house had been empty for about a year when he bought it.
Hey, Fred. So we talked a little bit earlier. We had another gentleman that was having some issues with his lawn. It really it matters where the patches of brown are. Are they irregular? Sometimes chinch bugs will be the issue if it's next to the driveway or cement walkways. And so, seeing a picture or bringing, a segment of the grass in would help. But just overall, the basics, make sure that, the lawn drains well, that the soil's not compacted. He could, have the lawn core aerated. And also, you want to definitely put down a layer of compost, maybe go a little heavier in those areas. I always like to use U-mates, whether it be, granular or liquid. That helps. So doing those things, I think, would be helpful. But if it continues, if you see it spreading throughout the lawn, you definitely, want to bring a patch in to your garden center. Warren Southern Gardens, we're in Kingwood, off of North Park. So, if you're close to us, come on in and we'll be happy to take a look at it and make sure we can figure out exactly what's going on.
And Fred, part of what
is brown is the one that's near the driveway.
So Diane, mm-hmm. There's a test to see, there's a pretty easy test that you talk about where you can, the tomato can, bean can test, where you can find out if there is chinch bugs, if you actually have chinch bugs.
Yes. You need a coffee can, and you want mm-hmm. both ends to be open. So just, open the can at the other end so that you've got like a hollow tube and set it in to the area where you're seeing the issue. And then put your watering hose in and fill it. And if you see a bunch of chinch bugs, they've got sort of a little interesting pattern or a chevron pattern on their body. But if you see a bunch of those rise, to the top of the can, then it's a chinch bug issue.
Okay.
Fred, additionally, it is difficult to do real assessment, especially since it's a brand new lawn. You guys don't have the history of doing any of the maintenance non-maintenance, right? That pictures are really helpful. Bringing in swaths of grass are really helpful. So you can send a picture to homeshowgardenpros.com. There's an Ask a Pro button, or bring a sample in. If you can bring a sample in to any one of our co-op locations, like Warren Southern Gardens, we can not only give you advice on what you got, but really give you a plan to move forward and repair the space.
Okay, then. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Fred.
Thanks.
Some problems are just, you know, hard to describe enough on the radio. So, because really, a fungal brown is different than a chinch bug brown, right?
Yeah, it really is different. And my colleague at the nursery, who a lot of you know, and he's been on the show, and he's very knowledgeable. He always says, you know, you wouldn't just describe to your doctor, you know, over the phone what's going on and expect a diagnosis. So we don't want you to spend a lot of money, unnecessary money, mm-hmm. on things that you don't need. We want to make sure that we're addressing the problem. So it's easier to really look at the you know, the roots, and look at the actual, you know, plant system and see what's going on, because pictures are hard.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And gardening is not super complicated, but it can be pretty specific sometimes, especially when there are issues. So that's why we have great people like you and Michael, and anyone really from Warren Southern Gardens out there, to help us dish out knowledge and really be a font of great information. So 713-572-4610 is how you know, enjoy this font of information. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with houseplants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. We've been organic gardeners for over 30 years.
Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, Katie's full service nursery.
Advanced Home Exteriors, hardy pros you can trust for hardy color plus siding. Lord's Chimney, your chimney and fireplace solution.
Welcome back, Home Show Garden Pros, this July 20th. You guys know I am passionate about gardening, getting more people into it. And so I want to tell you guys about a really cool opportunity coming up at the Houston Arboretum and Nature Center. It's called DIY Nature Tree Art. So you can make beautiful art from trees. It's a fun family class. They'll learn about some of our common trees and gather sticks and pine cones from the trails. So interactive in a lot of ways for families. Then we use wood-burning tools, glue, and many more tools to make tree-slice keychains, woodsy picture frames, and pinecone owls. So if you're going to go to that, plan on wearing clothes. You don't mind getting messy. It is a paid class, but the Arboretum does a really great job with all their education stuff. So if you want to learn more about the DIY Nature Tree Art or any other cool classes, just go to their website, houstonarboretum.org.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros. This is Diane Bolanowski with Danny Milliken. Give us a call with your gardening questions at 713-572-4610.
That's right. And Bill, you have a question for Diane. Welcome to Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes, hi. Thank you. I have a question and a comment. Let me maybe do the comment first. I found over the years that when planting trees, it's really effective and simple to cave in the hole around it to make it a messy hole. You know, in other words, rather than digging a huge wide hole, dig one that kind of, you know, maybe 3 or 4 inches beyond the diameter on all sides, and then cave in that area around it and put your mix in. I've had really good success with that, so I just thought I'd share that.
No, thanks, Bill.
Thanks for that tip.
Good word.
Yeah, it seems real simple, but I haven't noticed other people doing it, so that's why I offer it.
Sure.
Secondly, ball moss. I've heard that ball moss really isn't injurious to trees, but one is, is it injurious to trees, or does it just go on to trees that are already weakened? And secondly, can it be controlled or even eradicated?
Bill, are you talking about Spanish moss? Or
No, balm moss. You know, it's a really tight ball of moss that affixes itself to the branches of various trees, oftentimes oaks. I saw it on a red cedar tree, and the red cedar tree is just looking really bedraggled. And again, I've already always questioned whether does the ball moss actually cause damage, or does it join in on a weakened tree to further weaken it?
Well, Bill, there's a lot of research on this, and in some areas there's some debate. But from the scientific community, there's really no debate. Those are epiphytes. They get their nutrition from the air, not from the tree. Their roots don't even pierce through most bark areas on any oaks, things with very thick bark. They don't even go through the bark area. So the ball moss is more like an opportunistic grower. It's like a weed. When you get a patch that the bare dirt is showing, you're going to have weeds. So you have a sick tree that's losing canopy. Well, sun is going to start hitting those inner branches, and that's when you start seeing ball moss. And so we had it on a lot of established oaks at Herman Park. And one kind of thing that we really kind of did is really work to improve the health of the tree and the canopy of the tree. And if the ball moss couldn't get the sun they needed and wasn't quite as open to the wind to get the nutrition it needed from the wind, we started seeing the numbers decline. So eradicating it completely, I'm not sure, is even a very good goal, because it would require so much poison to put on the tree area. But reducing it is the same as focusing on the health of the tree. So I'm all about that.
Right. So there's no specific spray that weakens it, or
I'm sure that there are a lot of sprays that would damage it, because it is a plant, right? It is herbaceous, but
yeah,
as far as like targeting it as a pest is unnecessary.
Okay.
So, if anything, you should just collect it all and make like little crafty, you know, doodles out of it. You know,
that's
a great idea for Christmas. Hey, thanks very much.
Thank you, Bill.
Have a good day.
Dan, I know that you know that. We just recently did this big study on ball moss and like got a very clear message from kind of the botanical community that ball moss is just an epiphyte and is not a threat. So,
no, you're totally right. That was a great answer. So.
I'm really interested
in going to that class at the Arboretum. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, especially like they make those cool keychains, you know, like burn in my name on a keychain from wood. Like that sounds really fun.
That's what we did in school when I was a kid. We did like wood burning. That was lots of fun.
That is so cool. Well, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610. And when we get back, we're really going to explore using succulents in the landscape and as indoor plants, how to grow them, how to take care of them, when to pot up, all that jazz. So Diane Bolanowski here with me from Warren Southern Gardens, and she is rocking it today. This is Home Show Garden Pros.
At Southwest Fertilizer, we've been helping Houston gardeners like you raise healthier vegetables and flowers since 1955. Hi, Bob Patterson at Southwest Fertilizer. From plants to soils, fertilizers to gardening tools, you'll find a bigger selection of organic and synthetic products for every budget. All your lawn and garden needs in one stop. And we'll even load it all into your car or truck. Come see us. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick. It's worth the trip. SouthwestFertilizer.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
This is Home Show Garden Pros, and we want you to have success. We want you to do it right, and we very, very kind of carefully select the people we talk about. And the company that I'm going to lift up now is really a wonderful company, and Houston is a better city because they're here, and that's MicroLife. So MicroLife works really hard to make gardening easier, safer, and make people better at it. So summertime is brutal, and summertime can hurt your plants. It's not something that you have to allow. So you can improve your soil and build resiliency in your lawn, your soil, your landscaping, your tree spaces, fruit trees. You can actually build that. You can build resilience up so that the trees can like take that summer heat and not be damaged by them. Or if it's freeze or flood or drought, whatever, resiliency is amazing. And the only way to do it is by improving your soil. So the MicroLife Humates Plus, it's a awesome product, 004. It's really energy and nutrition for the soil life. So it's going to fast track your soil's improvement. And literally, it will increase your root depth in a couple of months. And so that's less watering, that's less fertilizing, that's better soil. And if you want exceptional results all summer long, I love the multipurpose 624 in the green bag. It is a wonderful all-purpose soil conditioner, soil food, fertilizer, a wonderful product. I literally use it everywhere. So if I'm trying to improve some green shrubs like dwarf yaupon that I want more growth from, or if I want to improve a native bed where I've got milkweed and stuff like that, it is my go-to fertilizer. Really great stuff. Works in the veggies, totally safe. And if you have a problem area, it's great, but also using that super seaweed product. Diane mentioned just how things with the ocean name seem to be really great for building up balanced soil life and really greening up plants. Stimulation for flowers and new leaf growth happen also. So give your soil and plants a powerful nutritional boost. Use MicroLife products. It's crafted locally. It's geared with human safety and health in mind, and it works really well on your plants. So MicroLife, making yards friendly since 1988. So look for MicroLife at your favorite garden center or check out their website, microlifefertilizer.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros. This is Diane Bolanowski with Danny Milliken. Give us a call with your gardening questions, 713-572-4610.
And Sammy, you have called in to the Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Diane?
Hey, guys. How are y'all? So I have a lemon tree, and what I've noticed is about half of the lemons on the tree have a black, almost like a fungus. I did Google it, and I think it's some sort of fungus. What do I treat it with, and when do I treat it to make sure this doesn't happen again?
Sammy, is it on the peel of the actual lemon, or is it
right.
something that would you could rub off? Is
no,
it on
it's
the
actually
surface,
on,
or is it
on the surface of the lemon, and it's on the leaves of some of the branches of the lemon tree.
It sounds like sooty mold. If it's really, you know, dark and sort of sticky, it sounds like sooty mold. It's the residue or excrement from another insect issue, usually aphids. Have you had any kind of insect infestation on the tree previous to that, or?
No, I did notice it last season, but it was very minor, and I did trim off the branches with the leaves on there. But this year, it's a lot more, and that's why I was like, I need to do something about this.
So, Sammy, you may not have noticed insect infestation, but if you have kind of this layer of blackness, so that sooty mold will just get over wherever the excrement is, it means that you've got scale or whitefly or aphids. You have one of those infestations. And they're not really obvious unless you're kind of at the tree, goofing around, moving branches, looking under leaves. Something you can do that's like always beneficial, especially against fungi, is using liquid molasses, horticultural molasses. It's really imperative you spray the underside of the tree, and I would use the highest pressure you could possibly use to do it. And so starting at the bottom, going up, really rinsing wherever that sooty mold is, and I'm just trying to get it off. But the molasses will get on aphids or whitefly or scale even bodies, and you can eliminate both problems at one time. But when the molasses drops in the soil, it'll improve the soil and build up the soil life. So it is an approach that works pretty well, especially with those small sucking insects.
So any type of like molasses is what you're saying, and like a sprayer with water or?
Yeah, horticulture molasses. I mean, Diane, that's one of your go-tos for a lot of that stuff.
Oh,
but how would you apply it?
Definitely, that's a great answer.
How would you apply it?
You can put it in a hose and sprayer and apply it, or you can put it in a small sprayer and spray it by hand. That's probably how I would do it, just so I can, be precise and make sure I'm getting all the undersides of the leaves.
All right. Well, thank you so much for all the info.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
Yeah, absolutely. You too. I mean, Houston's a citrus city. But like we mentioned before, it's also this subtropical space where, man, you have so many different life forms, right? Like there's so many different types of bugs, and you know, they're all part of a food web. Something's eating something in them, it all winds up at the top of the food chain. So every time we get rid of a food source for anything, by killing it, we're right. Kind of making a worse world. Both, so things like molasses can eradicate the problem and improve the tree's health. So it's a go-to for me, horticultural molasses.
Yes, definitely.
Well, yeah. Diane, we're going to do another quick little break here. You're doing great, and I am going to really pick your mind here in this next segment about doing dry weather plants like cactus and succulents. So
great, I love succulents.
Awesome. Danny Milliken here with Diane Bolanowski. We're talking gardening. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
The Arborgate has every plant, flower, and gift imaginable. Hi, I'm Beverly. One visit and you will see we're a premier destination for gardening enthusiasts. Our nursery is stocked with everything you'd expect to find, plus display gardens and dedicated rows and herb houses. The Arborgate is the only place you'll find that famous 1-2 punch, organic soil complete and organic blend plant food. Our two gift shops are overflowing with original art, gifts, and home decor. Take an ordinary journey to an extraordinary place. Visit us in Tomball or online at arborgate.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Overhead Door Company of Houston. Replacement and repairs. Any door, any opener, anytime.
Southwest Fertilizer. Quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. This is the show where we talk about gardening. Love helping you improve your gardening game. A lot of people up in their game. I love hearing about it, Diane. I'm here with Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens.
Good morning.
One of our resident knowledge experts here chiming in on all kinds of stuff. But what I really want to explore today, and now that we have a second, just me and you, is to talk about cactus and succulents. So it's a pretty big and rangy topic.
Yes, and there are so many, but one thing they have in common is they're very, very easy to grow, especially for the novice gardener. Or for the gardener that doesn't have a lot of time. I think most people have in their minds that, you know, cactus and succulent plants like to be dry. And they do like to be dry. But I think what most people don't realize is that they like to be deep watered as well. So when you do water cactus and succulents, if you sort of think about the environment where they thrive, cactus thrive and succulents and, you know, areas in the desert. So when they get rain, they really, you know, take that moisture in and store it, you know, within the tissue. And so that's kind of how I take care of my succulents. So I deep water them. I let it soak in. And I really deep water them again. And then you want to go, you know, you can go at least 10 days in between. That's just how I do it. I'm real careful if I am growing succulents in the house, not to overwater and make sure that they get, you know, a good amount of light. But they're so versatile. I mean, you can grow succulents in the house. You can grow them in full sun. What I found, though, is that you want to make sure if you acclimate, you know, like people like hens and chicks or a succulent plant like that or some of the sedums, wherever you've acclimated them, that's where you want to keep them. You don't want to take a pot of succulents that you've had in a more, you know, shaded environment and then put it in full sun. But many of them will take full blazing sun. So that's my take on it.
Yeah, I know a ton of people at my work at Memorial Park have succulents on their desks. You know, they have the little bitty ones on their desks.
Pet plants.
But those are very hard to water.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes they put, you know, a surface. Have you ever noticed that where they've got like rock on top, but it's glued together? It's a weird thing. I see them in, you know, some of the small floral shops and the grocery stores and such. And yeah, it does. It makes it hard to water. So it's you just want to make sure you deep water and then let them go dry in between. And it's so important, especially in pots, because of our weird, you know, rain events that we have where we get, you know, deluges of rain and then nothing. That's great, but you want to make sure that they have extra good drainage. So I use, when I do my potting mix, I make my own for my succulents and cactus. I do usually at least half expanded shale, and that creates perfect drainage.
Gotcha. Okay, well, that's a wonderful bit. Another thing that seems like people get these plants and get them home, and they don't really know how to clip or prune them for health. You know, they'll leave a lot of the leaves just sitting on the soil, and that can lead to a pretty bad situation. So what are some pruning tips for some of these, you know, especially, I guess, hens and chicks and other succulents that people are getting into their homes or offices?
Yeah, well, the thing with succulents, and it's the beautiful thing about them, is that they form these sort of putt plants or rosettes.
Right.
And they're not fragile, but a lot of times, sometimes the pieces will come off. And if that happens, succulents root very easily, and you can make plants from plants, which I love. That's very exciting, especially the little rosettes or little pups that many of the succulents make. Those can be planted out into other pots. But when you have pieces on your plant that are rotting, or you've got one, it's a good sign that you're overwatering. Mm. But when you have sort of mushy pieces or blackened pieces, make sure you remove them and then sort of assess. If the plant is just dry on the surface and you stick your finger in the soil, which is the best way to find out if a plant needs water, and it's dry below the knuckle, then you can water. Mm. But if it's just dry on the surface, especially with succulents and cactus, don't water again.
Okay. Well, that's a great bit. And so really, if you're seeing any messed up leaves, just take them out right away.
Yes.
Just, and a lot of those are the ones on the bottom. But if you are seeing that, take them out. But know that maybe you're overwatering.
Yeah, the bottom is a good point, because a lot of times on the bottom of succulents, you'll have a lot of yucky leaves. And it's really important to remove those for sure.
Yeah, you wind up with a prettier and healthier plant, which is so wonderful. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610.
First impressions say a lot. A sinking sidewalk or driveway says your home looks tired, unsafe, old. We say, fix it for less than replacement. We're Concrete Raising Corporation, lifting Houston neighbors like you since 1994. Our trained techs know just where to drill and pump traditional grout or advanced foam products to raise sidewalks, driveways, and patios. Level and true, mess-free, finished in hours. What do you say about that? Concrete Raising Corporation. Find us online at crc-houston.com.
Soil health is key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns. Danny Milliken here for Nature's Way Resources. They make quality local soils, rich mulch, and beautiful fertile compost that save gardeners time and money. Nature's Way offers vegetable and garden mix, great soils for citrus, lawn, potted plants, and other soil plants. They make everything from organic products safe for your children and your pets. Find Nature's Way products in your neighborhood or at any of our co-op members' great retail locations. Search naturewayresources.com or call them at 936-321-6990.
Got me walking on the moon.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. Before we get back to the calls, I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Gardens in Enchanted Forest. Don't let the lawn problem sneak up on you. If you see something happen and you're not sure what it is, come on in and see us, and we can help you diagnose your issues. Now is a great time of year to apply a new layer of mulch to your beds to keep the moisture in and protect all your plants from the summer heat. It's not too late to freshen up those bare spots in your yard. We've got plenty of heat-tolerant annuals and perennials, and also lots of tropical shrubs. Come on in and let us tell you about some mosquito-repelling plants that we have. Every Friday, we've got fun summer Fridays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Come on out, and we'll have somebody on hand to help you set up your custom pot, fairy garden, or terrarium.
lots of free things to put in them, and the soil is on us. Free soil for your pots. Bring yours in or buy one here. Either way, we'll help you out. Come visit us. Enchanted Gardens is located convenient to Cinco Ranch in Richmond at the corner of 723 and 359. Enchanted Forest is convenient to Sugar Land and Greatwood on FM 2759. Find us online at myenchanted.com. Let's get back to regular business at the Home Show Garden Pros.
Regular business, getting back to it. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Dan Bilanowski with Warren's Southern Gardens is here with me. Dan, I got some questions about milkweed and caterpillars, but before yes. I do that, I do want to hear, is anything big going on this next couple weekends at Warren's?
Right now, we've got lots of sales. We're trying to get ready for fall, believe it or not. Fall is around the corner.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, big sales. We've got azaleas 50% off, ooh, lots of just different gardening supplies, and just trying to make way. So because in fall, we get the mother load of plants. So come on in, and, you know, if you're needing to fill out your beds, we've got some great stuff.
And, you know, the myth out there is that you can't plant in summer, but you can definitely plant in summer. You just have to make sure that you're making the soil a little bit better and getting a couple weeks of good watering in. So you can definitely get for sale plants to grow and be just as beautiful as full price plants. So now's a great time to get over to Warren Southern Gardens, get up there, and their roots do run deep, especially if you follow their soil advice. All right. Do you see how I used your slogan and then like talked about how smart y'all were? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So, I recently kind of been inundated with a ton of different milkweed questions and, you know, milkweed, especially kind of monarch caterpillar questions. One of them was, what does pesticide poisoning look like in a caterpillar? Because I know that some of the mosquito sprays that happen in neighborhoods, but also some of the milkweed plants people buy have been herbicided or has been pesticided to remove the aphids. But what would that look like in a caterpillar? What were some of the behaviors be?
It's pretty quick, and there's a couple different ways that it happens. Usually the caterpillar will, you know, start turning dark and brown. Sometimes they just become limp and fall off the plant, and you'll see that, you know, they've darkened. Yeah, I mean, it happens pretty quickly, and we just have to be so careful because they are bugs, you know.
Right, absolutely.
And so they are affected by anything that you use in your garden that is going to, you know, hurt a bug. It'll hurt a caterpillar. Mm. Yeah, I mean, you want to be extra careful when you go to your garden center. Make sure that they assure you that the milkweed is clean. That said, you know, we make sure we only buy from two different growers. They grow the milkweed in an isolated greenhouse. If you're, you know, if you buy milkweed from a box store, you're not sure. You can never be sure if pesticides were used. You know, milkweed is prone to aphids and, you know, and so some stores, you know, or growers may be tempted to use a pesticide just to make sure that they have a good-looking plant, you know, when it arrives at the big store. But the problem with that is it's going to affect your caterpillar. So if you have aphids on your plant, squish them with your finger. A lot of times the caterpillars will coexist with the aphids, but seeing aphids on a milkweed plant is a good thing. It means that it's clean and good to eat for the caterpillar. So it's an easy problem. Squish it with your finger. You can check and make sure you have no caterpillars or eggs first. You could use a soapy spray. And you could also cut the milkweed back if you've got a aphid issue. Check for caterpillars first, though, and you can separate those guys out and give them some food to eat or put them on a clean plant while you're taking care of the plant that has the insect issue.
And one thing that I think is neat about those yellow aphids that are on milkweed is that they don't get on very many plants. They're called oleander aphids, and so you can guess what the only other plant they get on is, you know, oleander.
Right.
But it's like they require that plant, and they have a different predator set than the monarch caterpillars do. And so you have them out in your garden, and if you have those oleander aphids on your milkweed, you're going to start seeing praying mantises and and lady beetles and a bunch of different stuff come in and police your garden, not just from those aphids, but other aphids, other whiteflies, other scales, mealybugs, things like that. And so, you know, just remember that gardening is about life. It's about life and the circle of life, right? It moves us all, you know, Lion King.
That's right.
Awesome. Well, Diane Bolanowski, great job today. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you, too. Everybody have a great day.
You
Get
too.
Out and garden.
Yes, it's going to be a great day for gardening. This has been Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Getting the yard and garden you really want is easy with help from the Home Show Garden Pros. Six of Houston's most trusted nurseries come together with Danny Milliken.
Saturday, 7 till 9.
Taking your calls, answering questions, or anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Videos, advice, tips, and the Garden Pros Podcast. Always on,
always free.
Helping you be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros. Saturday, 7 till 9 on Sports Radio 610.
And online anytime
at homeshowgardenpros.com. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.